The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisees. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman is she who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other only 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, who was larger in debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she had bathed me with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven because she has shown a great love. But the one whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." To the others at table said to themselves, "Who is this whom even forgives sin?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the Bible, we read how King David fell in love with the wife of one of his soldiers, Uriah. In order to marry her, he had Uriah posted to the front in the hope that he would be killed, which is what happened. It was a horrible thing to do. The prophet Nathan decided to confront David with his sin. However, instead of confronting him directly, he told him a story which went like this. In the same town, there were two men, one rich, the other poor. The rich man had flocks and herds in great abundance. The poor man had nothing but a ewe lamb, a small one he had bought. This he fed, and it grew up with him and his children, eating his bread, drinking from his cup, sleeping on his breast. It was like a daughter to him. One day a traveler arrived to stay at the house of the rich man. The rich man refused to take a sheep from his own flock to provide for the traveler. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb, killed it, and prepared it for his guest. On hearing this, David's anger flared up when he said, "As God lives, the man who did this deserves to die." Then Nathan said to him, "You are that man." To his credit, David saw what Nathan was getting at, and he said, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan assured him that God would forgive him. By the subtle approach he adopted, Nathan enabled David to see the magnitude of his sin and to condemn it himself. The greatest height a trial can attain is where the accused sees the evil he has done, passes judgment on himself, and repents. Now, consider the sinful woman in the gospel story. It took great courage on her part to enter the house of a Pharisee and come before Jesus in her sinfulness. In doing so, she became very vulnerable. She exposed herself to the possibility of public condemnation and shaming. Far from repulsing her, Jesus received her in a kind and gracious manner. He was deeply moved by what she did. He didn't have to confront her with her sins. She was already painfully aware of them and sorry for them. He assured her that she was forgiven. Not only that, he let her know that she was loved. Thus, she was able to make a new start. One day, a friend paid a visit to Michelangelo. He found the great sculptor chipping away at a huge block of marble. The floor was covered with bits of marble and dust. It was not a pretty scene. "What in heaven's name are you doing?" the friend asked. "I'm releasing the angel imprisoned in this marble," Michelangelo replied. Simon the Pharisee looked at the woman and saw a sinner who would always be a sinner. Jesus looked at her and saw a sinner who was capable of becoming a saint. As a result of her encounter with Jesus, the woman began to live a new and better life. And she would travel further down the road than any of those who were now judging her. By welcoming her as he did, and graciously accepting her gift, Jesus put wind into her sails.